So they had to step in and use taxpayer money to bail out the banks and the financial institutions. And no one was held accountable for that. Right around that time, an anonymous person, I call that person an angel, went on to a group chat and said, hey, I've been working on an alternative financial system that cannot be manipulated and it does not go through the standard financial system that we are used to, the banks. No. This financial system is peer-to-peer. If I need to transact with you, Derek, we don't need any additional person. We broker a deal. How much do you need? Okay, I send it to you in Bitcoin. But the Bitcoin, even though it's Bitcoin that you are receiving, it's going to be priced in whatever the local currency is anywhere in the world. But it's truly Bitcoin that is moving back and forth. And there's another element. This Bitcoin, there will only be 21 million units of it ever created. And no one can change that. 21 million. Meaning, as more people choose or opt to hold Bitcoin, no different from land, if more people want to own a certain piece of land, the value increases. So once I understood that, I just felt like, wow, more people need to know this. So you were saying something about an old aunt wanting to know. I want them to think about it. If they are Ghanaian, they should think about it like Momo, mobile money. But the money that is kept in the Momo can appreciate or increase over time. If your aunt maybe lives in the US or Europe, I want them to think about it as, let's say, the money that they keep in what's called a high yield savings account. So these are accounts that typically pay maybe 4% or 5% interest. But this time around, Bitcoin has the potential to be growing at 30%, 50% year over year. But it doesn't mean that it stays at that exact rate forever. Those who get exposure earlier reap the benefits of higher gains. Because eventually, let's call it in about 20 years, Bitcoin might be growing at 21% or 20% in perpetuity. But now, sometimes you can have 50% growth, 30% growth.
Are we too late to invest in Bitcoin?
We are not late. I believe that we will see Bitcoin hit $1 million in the next 10 years. $1 million in the next 10 years. And I believe in the next, let's call it 20 to 25 years, we could see Bitcoin hit $10 million. For the listeners who maybe might be across the world listening to this and trying to, okay, how do I price this in my local currency? They should think about it this way. Every amount of money that they are able to invest into this new asset now, over the next 10 years, could potentially 10x. That money, you can multiply it by 10. And if you were to wait 20 to 25 years, you could multiply that initial amount by 100. And Derek, let me add this. If there was a valuable piece of land here, and let's say someone who lives outside of the city wanted it. But let's say they have 200 cedis and they've worked so hard to earn that money. Do you think that individual can show up on that plot of land? Let's call it maybe Airport Hills or Trasaco or something like that and say, hey, I have 200 cedis or I have $20. Can I please get exposure to this prime property? The answer is no. So when I say Bitcoin was created by an angel, I truly believe it. Because no matter how much money you have, 10 cedis, $100, 50 euros, 10 pounds, 1 million pounds, 100 million pounds, $1 billion, any and everyone can buy their portion of Bitcoin and it will grow exactly the same. So the person who put 200 cedis in, if Bitcoin does get to $1 million, as I'm anticipating, that 200 cedis could be what? 2,000 cedis. The person who put, let's call it $10,000 could be $100,000 USD. on and on. The person who puts 1 million.
Yeah.
10 million.
Let me stop you here for a minute. So if it's your first time watching Connected Minds, or you have been here before but still have not subscribed, do us a favor. Because majority of the people that watch our videos have not subscribed. This doesn't help us grow beyond what we expect. So help us by hitting the subscribe button. Thank you. Now let's get back to the conversation.
There are a lot of digital assets.
Yes.
Why are you so focused on Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is the only digital asset where we cannot pinpoint the person, the human person who created it.
Okay.
That makes it incredibly unique. Every other digital asset outside of Bitcoin, there's a human that you can say, oh, this person did it. Ethereum, Vitalik Buterin. Ripple, which is XRP.
Yep.
This company did it. Solana, those two guys, they did it and they are working on it currently.
So if I wanted you to give me top five digital assets to put in my portfolio, what would it be?
I would bring that number down to three.
Okay.
Three. And I would say, in my opinion, 70 to 90% of it should be in Bitcoin.
Okay.
Then let's say we're going with, should I go with the 70 or the 90?
70.
Okay. Let's say, so 70% Bitcoin.
Yep.
I would say 20% Ethereum. And I'll explain why.
Yep.
The 10%, I'll probably go with Solana.
All right. Why Ethereum? Why Solana?
The US passed in July 2025 the Genius Act.
Okay.
That act allowed the US dollar to be tokenized, meaning for the first time, US dollars can be moved on the blockchain or the crypto ecosystem. So the dollar became tokenized. So most people listening to this might not know that now the US dollar can move in any country, anywhere in the world, meaning the US further entrenched its superpower by leveraging
the blockchain.
Ethereum accounts for about 90 to 80% of what's called these stable coins. Stable coins are the US dollar, let's call them crypto tokens.
Okay.
And it's called stable coins because obviously if you have a dollar, it stays at $1. It doesn't increase or decrease like the way Bitcoin is volatile. If you have, let's say $10, and you have the $10 as a USD token, it stays at $10.
Right.
So it's that. So the term for it is stable coin. So Ethereum powers about 80 to 90%. Yeah. Of these stablecoin transactions. Solana carries a bunch of the remaining exposure to these stablecoins. And also, there's this understanding that Solana can be used to also tokenize stocks. So those two blockchains, I believe, complement Bitcoin.
Connected Minds Podcast.